வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a darshan with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of December 1976 in Hyderabad, India.
Proper rainfall. And if there is proper rainfall, then you get sufficient food grains, not only food grains, other things also. Sarva duha mahi, sarvakara duha mahi. From the earth, you can get all the necessities of life. Actually, you are getting food grains, minerals, trees, fruits, flowers, everything from the earth. Sarva-dukha, sarva-kama-dukha, mahi. This mahi, when it is soaked with proper rain, it becomes fertile. Therefore, we have to depend on the rainfall. There is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kamang Bhavarsa Parjanya. Parjanya means rainfall. Rainfall means it is supplying all the necessities of life. And this rainfall will be easy when there is yoga. And nobody is performing yoga. Therefore, nowadays, rainfall is scarce. In Europe, recently I have seen, there is no rainfall, all Europe. It is on the verge of drying everything. But this punishment will come in this Kali Yuga. There will be no rainfall, and there will be not sufficient food supply, and the government will simply levy taxes on different pleas, and people will be so much embarrassed that they will give up their hearth and home and flee away to the forest. It is taken. Therefore, we must perform yoga. That is very easy in this age. Yogai sankirtanai prai jajanti sumedas. You cannot perform the formal yogasa by sacrifice tons of ghee and grains, because you have no sufficient food grains in. But still, if you chant this sankirtan, that is yajna. Therefore, you must take to sankirtan. Yajnai sankirtanai prai jajanti kishane. It is very easy. The duty of human being, pranai with life, of thai with money, dhiya with intelligence, and bhasha by words. If one sacrifices his life for Krishna's cause, then it is first class. If he cannot sacrifice his life for Krishna, he can contribute his hard-earned money for Krishna. If he cannot do so, if he has no money, he can give some intelligence. If he is not intelligent, then he can give some words. Just like we are doing preaching. We are preaching Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sam. So without any jugglery of words, we present to the people that here is Bhagavan, Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sam. So giving some words, sacrificing some words. Not that every one of us is very highly educated or very rich. Still, if we carry the words of Krishna, as Krishna says, matta parvaram nanya kinchi jasti dhananya. So we have to carry this word. There is a supreme personality of Godhead, is Krishna. Where is the division? It is authorized. Krishna says, and you simply carry the words. So where is the division? So simply by carrying these words, that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, he wants that you surrender unto him. So any child can carry these words. Any foolish man can carry these words. And if you do that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, then you become guru. Simply by carrying these words. Amar Ajnaya Guru Haiya Taroye Desh. Even in your village, in your home, you can say to your wife, to your children, they will accept you. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Then you become guru at home. Where is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty? The people will not do that. This truth, they will not say. What is the reason? Say, what is the reason? Why they do not carry this message? Simply to say, everyone, whomever you meet, you are meeting daily with your wife, your children, your friends. If you simply do this missionary work and say that Krishna is the Supreme Person, then you become a great devotee, you become a guru. Why people do not do this? It is not a very difficult task. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He said that by my order, you become a guru. Indians especially are advised to become guru. Because Indians are not following the way we, they still have respect for Krishna. Every home, the perform Krishna's Janmashtami. Therefore, Indians are fortunate. They recognize Krishna. Now, to become little more advanced, let them act as Krishna's servant. Krishna came to speak this truth. That I am the Supreme, matta parataram nanyam, kinchu dasti dhananyam, sarva-dharmān parityajya, māmekam sarvam. He appeared to speak this philosophy. And if you do the same word. The Krishna is the supreme personality of God. When you are serving the mission of Krishna, great service to Krishna, the words for which he appeared on this earth, if you simply carry these words door to door, village to village, man to man, then you become a guru, a real guru. Not to pose yourself a guru without any knowledge of Krishna. That is cheating. And to accept and understand Krishna as the Supreme thoroughly and preach these words that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, is the supreme success of life. What is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty? What then to do that? I have to bring all these young men from Europe and America to speak to you this truth. Why our young man is not coming to speak this truth? What is the difficulty? That means willfully they are denying the success of life. Willfully. Then what can be done? If somebody willfully commits suicide, who can save it? This is our position at the present moment. Narottamdas Thakur says, Janiya Suniya Bisho Khaini. I have drunk poison knowingly. So if somebody knowingly drinks poison, then who can save it? So we are doing that. Without preaching the gospel of Krishna consciousness, we are drinking poison willfully. This is our thing. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gwain. Manasya Janama Paiya. Radha Krishna Nabhajiya. Janiya Suniya Bhisa Khain. Narottamdas Thakur regrets. My Lord, I have lost or I have wasted my valuable life as human being by not accepting Krishna consciousness. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gwain. Manasya Janama Paiya. I got this opportunity of human life, but I could not worship Radha Krishna. Therefore, voluntarily, willingly, I have drunk poison. Janiya Suniya Bisho Khain. Gorokera Premodhana Harinama Sankirtana. Rutina Janmila Kanota. This transcendental Hare Krishna mantra, it is not ordinary vibration. This vibration is coming from the spiritual world. But I am no attraction. Hare
Krishna.
Oh, you have taken so much trouble. Prasad, I'm giving you a very big broth of corn. What is the name of the
Mixture.
So, you want so many men to live there nicely, to eat sumptuously. And please, this is Krishna. I've seen while coming from Vrindavan to Delhi, hundreds and thousands of young men, they're going to the factories and cycle, coming from distant place, at least 20 miles, 25 miles. And it takes 2 hours to reach the factory, or more than that. And where he works hard, 8 hours. And then again goes back, 2 hours, 3 hours on cycle. I do not know what kind of rest it takes. This is life. And if we request this young man that he come here, he live here comfortably, to eat here sumptuously and chant Hare Krishna, then you see how unfortunate he is. Mandas manda masayo manda bhagya upadhusam. This is Kali Yuga. All bad men, unfortunate and disturbed. This is it. They work so hard in passenger, daily passenger trains, Calcutta, Bombay, I've seen. They were actually hanging. And some of them are falling down, lost life. And coming from 100 miles away. And still if you ask him, they will come here, live with us, chant Hare Krishna. Even with your family, you can come. We are doing that at Mayapur. How strong sense gratification propensity is. This is position of Kali Yuga. They are making propaganda, roti, kapra, makan. So we are giving, come on, roti, makan. You chant Hare Krishna. No. I want wine. I want meat. I want randi. Simply they say roti kapra makan. But no, they want wine, no one. And sense pleasure. Roti kapra makan is not difficult. You can get. But they want something more. See how many advertisements of selling wine in your Hyderabad.
Even the poorest of men, just like when we were before, when this temple wasn't here and we were chopping away at the rocks and the foundation, we were paying 20 rupees a day for those men. And then we were told that 10 rupees every day would go for wine for those same men. 10 rupees out of the 20. They would immediately spend to drink. Even poor people, there's so many of them.
And because you're trying to stop this thing in Europe and America, there is agitation that these people are propagating brainwash. How is that a man who is not eat drink? This is brainwash. You are spending 10 rupees out of 20 rupees.
Yes, we were told like that, that they would take their 20 rupees pay, and then they would go and spend 10 rupees in alcohol, drinking, tadi. I was in last time at the festival in Mayapur. I was riding from Mayapur to Calcutta, and so one man was saying that, "Oh, fish 50 paisa a kg. How much are potatoes?" I asked. So even their hard-earned money, so much more they spend and. Just to eat meat, to enjoy their senses. And it's not even, doesn't make sense in any way.
And that also, they cannot live on meat. They must have vegetable. without vegetables, simple nitya change will not happen. Vishachi paile jana motichanna hoy. Mayagrastha jiben sei dasha upaj. Just like a man, when he is haunted by a ghost, he speaks nonsense, he does nonsense. Similarly, when one is absorbed, overwhelmed by Maya, he speaks like that, he talks like that, he acts like that. And this manifests the very Maya, proud of becoming scientist. Such nice power. Can anyone manifest? And still the rascal, they say there is no God. What do you think? How do they say there is no God? These rascals. What is the reason?
Actually, I think they're all misers. They're also misers. They want to enjoy.
No, Maya, I say, rascals. Fools and rascals. That's all. That is their real belief. Murha. Murha, this very word is used in the word. Murha. Murha means rascal, ass. Asses. Anyone who denies the existence of God is murha. Ass. It's not human being. If you are intelligent enough, by seeing this flower, you must admit that God. Mura nari janati mame bhakparamabhayam. Find out this verse. Mura nari janati mame bhakparamabhayam. Mura rascals. We cannot understand that I am behind everything. Who has manufactured this flower?
God.
Very good. Thank you. He's intelligent. And the rascal will say, there is no God. Mura. What is that verse? I am very pleased that he has immediately answered the right thing. This is intelligent. Yes, it is.
I am never manifest the foolish and unintelligent. To them, I am covered by my...
Here is intelligence. This boy has got intelligence. Therefore, he can see behind this flower there is God. Immediately. That is intelligence. He is not seeing God, but he is seeing God. God is not present face to face. But it doesn't matter. Just like the Prime Minister of our country, she may not be present here, but that does not mean that she is not there. She is there. But these rascals say, can you show me God? How can you see by intelligence? Just like this fan is running, the powerhouse is not here. But intelligent man will understand that there is electric powerhouse. From where the electricity is, energy is supplied, and therefore the fan is running. But the running of this fan, one can understand that there is a big powerhouse, and there is an electric engineer there who is conducting the business. That is sufficient to see the running of the fan. That is intelligence. A And if somebody says, no, no, the man is running automatically. That is not possible. You are experiencing every moment, as soon as the electric energy stops, the fan is stopped. The room is dark. So there is powerhouse behind this electric energy, and the powerhouse is being managed by one engineer. This is natural conclusion. And Krishna says, Mayadhakshena Prakriti Suyate Sachalasaram. Under my supervision, the material nature is working. Find out this verse. Mayadhakshena Prakriti Suyate Sachalasaram. Hetunane Pamke Angalabhim Parivarti.
Mayadhakshena Prakriti Suyate Sachalasaram. Hetunane Pamke Angalabhim Parivarti. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. It is clearly stated here that the Supreme Lord, although aloof from all the activities of the material world, remains the Supreme Director. The Supreme Lord is the supreme will in the background of this material manifestation.
The modern scientists, their first business is to deny that supreme. Very modern. It is a curse for the scientist in the talk of God. Amongst the scientists, this is an etiquette not to talk of God. Everything science. Means everything God. And passing on as scientist. Do you believe this?
Pardon?
The scientist position denying God. Do you think?
It's all changing. It's always changing that.
Huh?
The conclusions. That's what I mean.
They feel great anxiety also to talk about God. And once, about 3 years ago, I had met one big scientist from University of Chicago. Just chance, there was one, my father had invited me back home for something, the scientist was there. And we got in a big discussion with him and his daughter. They were just saying, we don't see God. We have no, there's no evidence of God. And even logically, I mean, we could, show them, they still didn't want to accept. It was so obvious to them, ultimately, they couldn't say anything.
What is their logic to deny God?
Not logic. What they see.
They don't have any logic, and that's what. And ultimately, if we present our conclusions of Bhagavad Gita to them, they're silent. They can't say anything. But they still refuse, I mean, they don't accept it, but they can't deny it.
God obstinate. Job, however you ask the dog to stop barking, it will go on back. Dog talks to me.
But in the management, is being conducted by material nature. Krishna also states in Bhagavad Gita that of all the living entities of different forms and species, I am the father. The father gives seeds to the womb of the mother of the child. And similarly, the Supreme Lord, by his mere glance, ejects all the living entities to the womb of material nature. And they come out in their different forms and species, according to their last desires and activities. All these living entities, although born under the glance of the Supreme Lord, still take their different bodies according to their past deeds and desires. So the Lord is not directly attached to this material creation, simply glances over material nature. Material nature is thus activated, and everything is created immediately. Because he glances over material nature, There's undoubtedly activity on the part of the Supreme Lord, but he has nothing to do with the manifestation of the material world directly. This example is given in the Smriti. When there is a fragrant flower before someone, fragrance is touched by the smelling power of the person. If the smelling and the flower are detached from one another, there is a similar connection between the material world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, he has nothing to do with the material world, but he creates by his glance and ordains. In summary, material nature without the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot do anything. Yet the Supreme Personality is detached from all material activity.
What is what? Others there. Just like president is one. Others are governments are. Similarly, God is one. There cannot be other God. Then he is not God.
And Krishna says in Gita, Vidyanam Chandrasmi.
Yes. Vidyanam Chandrasmi, that means Shankara has got some godly power.
Suppose if someone worships the worshipper of Shiva, that will...
But that is not God worship. That is Shiva worship. Why do you bring God worship?
Oh, what my answer is, will that go indirectly to Krishna?
No.
So not directly?
You can't go without Shiva. Janti Deva Prasad Deva.
Janti Madhvaktar.
Yeah. Madhyajina Vijayanti. There is this simple. You purchase ticket for Delhi, you can go to Delhi. Or you can go to Bombay.
But among the people, there is a misconception.
Well, people are rascals, therefore the moolah there.
They
also
what
value that was? They are not
rascals.
That's all right, you can have respect for everyone. That is good. But it does not mean that by purchasing ticket for Delhi, you go to Bombay. And it does not mean that because you do not go to Bombay, you have no respect for Delhi. That is not. But if you want to go to Delhi, you have purchased ticket for Delhi. If you want to go to Bombay, you must purchase a ticket for Bombay. Why do you speak nonsensically? Whatever ticket I purchase, I go to Bombay. This is nonsense. Don't get to this nonsense here. That is Vivekananda here. Whatever you do, it is all right. Tapamah tapamah. And that is not fact.
This is all past lead to me.
Huh?
All past lead to the Supreme.
How? Krishna said, Janti Deva Bhata Deva. How is nonsense that Satan says that everyone goes to God? This is nonsense. You don't go to Shiva, you can go to Indra, Chandra, there are so many planets and symbols. And that is reasonable. And how do you say that whatever ticket I purchase, I go to this?
They say that all is, they're all the same.
That's nonsense. Mulha. That's it. You do not know what is God, what is Devi God, what is God Shiva, what is God Vishnu, what is Brahma. You do not know. If the woman says, "Oh, everyone is my husband," then she is a prostitute. That's all. The chaste man is law. That is one my husband. That is chaste. And if she is liberal, if she says, "No, no, everyone is my husband," that means she is prostitute. She does not know what you have of husband. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, kamasthastha hitogyan jajanti anna devata. Those are adhyat to other people, demigods. They have lost their intelligence. Hitogyan. Rest really. Kamasthastha hitogyan jajanti anna devata. Antava kupalam tisa. Tadbhavati albumeda. Because they are rascals. They prefer like that. Public opinion will be secular, Krishna's opinion will be. Public is asking. They can say all nonsense. That is not to be taken. We have to check that is Krishna consciousness, no matter. What is that? What do you think? Krishna says, Kamas Krishna Hitabhyam, Gajanti and Radio. But we cannot change our truth because the rascals are many. We cannot make that.
There is no medicine for mudra.
Yeah. There is medicine. There is beating with shoes. That is way. Mukhasala thousand. Argumentum batula. You cannot mildly speak to the animals, my dear cow, my dear dog, please do not bark, do not go this way. No, you require lathi, stick, and there you go. Can you stop dogs barking by simply request that you take this stick and beat it? You stop. Mukhasala told you. So there is no king, there is no kshatriya. Therefore these rascals are talking all nonsense. There is no shasana. This is king's duty to see that they are acting according to shastra. There is no such king. Everyone is acting whimsically, whatever he likes. And the so-called samis are preaching, no, whatever is like that. You can eat whatever you like, you can do whatever you like. You think to yourself that you are God. By thinking himself that he is God, he becomes God. He's going on so many meditations. One is against this movement. Because we are presenting Krishna as a supreme. But no, what is duty? Duty is sabdharma paritra jamame kamsar. This is duty. Krishna never said everything is all right. He says sabdharma paritra jamame. Simple standard. Very good. Do not know what is duty. And is manufacturing duty. That is not duty. Duty is that which is ordered by the superior authority to do this. So if he does that is discharge of duty. And if he manufactures his duty, then he will do it. There is concoction. So they are manufacturing duty. And what do you do? If the child manufactures his duty, then I shall play all day. This is my duty. If the parents accept, then it is difficult. That I was explaining. Mahamem paparam, mura navijana. He does not know what is duty. Because he is a mura. If you say it is old, but if he knows, but it is difficult to know what is duty. The mura says, cannot know what is duty. Therefore, Krishna personally says, this is duty. Sarvadhanvan paritajya mahamem. This is duty.
Also, the Paramahamsa never speak
The formans may speak all nonsense, but the Krishna is accepted by all the acharyas. Madhacharya, Ramanucharya, Nimbacharya, Chaitanya. They are important men. Even Parampara Pratam, even Raja Sevi. So we have to give up the instruction of Acharya and accept some lecture. That we can. Acharya Upasana, Bhagavad Gita, recommended. So we should worship the Acharya, not these rascals who talk all nonsense. Then we make progress. Acharya Upasana. Is it not? Acharya Upasana. Still, in India, the Acharya Parampara system existed. Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya, Madhyacharya. Going on.